they're going to scan them,
yeah,
or the photograph, and then however you wish them to be, you can drop them off or mail them or whatever you feel most comfortable with. You can call you, come pick them up.
Well, I
enjoyed
the open up pretty tight.
Oh, give
up the duty
and then.
Stuff back and
yeah.
I gave her some other stuff today she was looking for.
Yeah.
What I
got to
do here?
Just sign the bottom. And then I'll go through those questions for you.
I don't know what
day it is. It's the 26th. May 26th.
That's
fine. Yeah. That's like me. Okay, great. So this is Melvin Van Dommelen. Did I pronounce that right?
That sounds pretty cool.
Pretty close. Okay. Close enough. Okay. Did you work at the fair?
Oh, I led a 4-H club for. I think it was the first dairy goat. My daughter had the first dairy goat that was ever shown at the county fair.
Oh, really?
At least that's what Vern Atwood told us when we came. She started out, she had one, and then more kids joined in. And at the end of 4 years, I think there was 53 dairy goats in the 4-H division, something like that. In about 4 years' time.
What year was that?
Oh.
The first one, do you remember?
About 1970. She would have been about 9 years old then. But before that, I used to go to Shute Park when the fair was right next to Shute Park, and that was back in the war years, in early 40s, and they only had the fair for the youth. They didn't have, it wasn't a full fair, it was just for the 4-H and FFA children. And we had the Dairy Creek Dairy Club.
Ah.
Started out with six of us. And the thing I remember about that a lot was the people in the community come by. It wasn't just our parents, and they'd be bringing us soda pop and cookies, and there were just folks that lived in the area. And those Shellers had a, this would have been right after the war. They had a little stand next door, the next building. They were selling chocolate milk, and they had a drink there. It was an orange drink, and so we made a deal with Dale Scheller. If we drank 20 of those in a day, it's only a nickel a drink. If we drink 20 drinks in a day, we'd get a free one. So we took him on, and we had a couple sick kids.
If you drink 20.
Yeah, that was the deal. If you drink, and like I say, it's only a nickel a drink. It wasn't too bad.
That was funny.
They lots of Mexican laborers in there during the war years. They stayed in the same building adjacent to where the dairy barns were. And we were warned, you know, we don't go messing around with these buildings. But we'd go over there and they'd play guitars for us and give us candy.
So you filled over there?
We went over there anyway. It was hard to get because it was just 15 feet away.
So, do you remember the pavilion? Pictures of the pavilion.
Yeah, the pavilion.
And then... I think I lost the area here. That's the Shute Park.
That yeah, but I think that's probably the 4th of July, so
yeah.
I don't think that, they never had that big carnival for the fair. They had something sometimes, but.
Yeah. And then this was over here, where it is now. Mm-hmm. And I did have a few pictures, aerials that show the buildings you were talking about, but I think I lost.
Well, we look forward to it for weeks ahead. Go to the fair. That was a big thing in the summertime.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember when it moved over here. That was a picture of
I've had to call cinder blocks for that east side of that main exhibit building. It was all volunteer. They hired masons to build them, but the volunteers hauled the blocks in. And we would take a load of livestock to the stockyards and clean the truck out and go around Columbia Avenue and pick up a load of cinder blocks. And I can remember stacking them up there on the scaffolding so the guys could lay them.
Yeah. That was for the new building?
What?
That was for one of the new buildings here?
Yeah, the main exhibit.
The main exhibit building.
Yeah, the east wall over there.
So you said the shoe park was mostly a kit for the 4-H and FFA?
During the war years, that's all it was. Yeah, but other than that, why, as soon as the war was over, they went right back to the main fair. The space was real limited over there when you think about it. If you look at the room today and you wonder where it all fit in.
Yeah.
But that was it.
So who had the...
Leon Davis was the manager then, the fair manager.
Leon Davis. When it was over at Shoot Park?
Yeah.
So who had the most influence on you as it relates to the fair?
Oh, I think we had a Gil Cox was the extension agent that was handling the 4-H work, and what was the lady's name? I can't think of her name. But there was just...
Did she work with Joe?
Yeah, I know her name, but I can't think of it.
Yeah. And he helped with the 4-H groups, is that right?
Yeah.
They both did?
Yeah, they after the fair was over, they'd come out, they'd have an achievement award at the schoolhouse, at the local schoolhouse, and he'd come out and he'd give you a little pin with
a
little number on it, you know, 2 years and 4-H or something like that, and they'd give a little talk. And Tony Apps was very, he was, worked with a bank, and he was a lot. Really into the fair business. And he'd come out and show pictures of the fair. He had a movie. And he had these achievements. Tony would come out and show a movie picture of the fair. You could see yourself out there beating the cap around.
What was Tony's last name?
Tony Apps, APTS. I think he was from the commercial bank.
Yeah. Let me try to find those aerials while she's changing seats. I had it marked and then I lost my... But you can see those buildings you were talking about. Well, these are from the County Museum. And they're not all about the fair. They're just... They're kind of everything. Here we go. So, that's the pavilion. And that's the ball field. And are these the buildings you were talking about?
Yeah, that's the fair building. This is the dairy barns down here.
So where would you guys hang out if you were, made the deal with the Shellers? Where did you have
to stand? Right in the corner, right?
Right there?
Right across the dairy barn.
And where were you not supposed to go?
Well, that was the same.
The same area?
The neighbors were staying
okay.
4 years.
Yeah.
So I could say it was only 17 feet away.
Yeah.
And this building, it doesn't really show. There was one here where they always had their sowing and their crops and stuff in it, but I think the trees are covering it up.
Was it under here?
Well, it was right over in here, but it was a big two-story building, and they'd have the upper floor they used for a dormitory there for a while when the children would sleep when they went to the fair. They had bunks made out of chicken wire.
Wow.
They were sleeping up there in the upper part of that building.
Did you grow up here?
I remember sleeping up in there. It might have been something left over from the Mexican, because there was bunk beds made up. I remember it, all they had for the bottom was chicken wire.
What? That must have been uncomfortable. But that wasn't in these buildings. It was over here.
Yeah, I think the trees were covering it up there.
Yeah. But it was between here and
that hut that got moved over here.
Uh-huh.
And then the Grange had a Grange that was putting on a little restaurant that they fed the. Well, the idea was for the 4-H or the children to get a good meal at the fair. And they put a restaurant in, and they were serving meals there, and that was in that building right there. Washington Grange did that.
The Washington Grange?
Yeah.
Okay.
So were, did your parents stay at the fair too when you were there as a kid, or did they just drop you off with your dairy kids?
Well,
yeah.
No, not during the day. They'd be there when they showed your cow or something. They'd be there, but otherwise you would just turn loose.
So you were part of the Dairy Creek Dairy Club,
yeah,
then?
Yeah, she has pictures. I gave her pictures.
Gave her pictures? How many people were in that, did you say?
Oh, I think there's about 11 in that picture. My brother was a leader, Dale Van Dunham. We put a float in the 4th of July parade one year, and I gave her a picture of that.
So that's great.
We had we had about 3 or 4 of our animals on there. We had a fence around it.
The cows were
yeah,
on
all their young ones.
Oh, yeah? That must have been fun.
No, there was something to do. It was a big deal, you know. The neighbor lady was very artistic. She painted the sign for us and hung on the side of the truck.
So how many cows did you have? How many cows did you have on your farm?
Oh, milk cows, probably 12. We had more stock than that.
Did you sell the milk?
Yeah, everybody had cows in those days. You could go right down the neighborhood and everybody had a few cows and had these milk stands out along the road where you put the milk cans. It was raised up. So it was easier for the driver to get the can in the truck. He didn't have to lift it from the ground.
And just pick them up.
So everybody had a little milk stand out there. You're getting a lot.
I know. We're getting all kinds of good stuff.
Father, I was going to, when after the fair moved over to where it is in the location now, they had a white satin sugar, had an award for the best jar of canned fruit. And my mother had a jar of red raspberries, and she won an upright and mat of freezer with that one jar of
wow.
red raspberries. I always thought that was, and I got the newspaper clipping of that yet at home there where it's in the paper.
Do you remember what year that was?
Oh boy, it would have been after the fair was over here.
You saw the newspaper clipping?
It might have been after, I would say,
it was in the
50s? The late 1950s. I was out of the Army then. I know it was when I was back home. But that was the talk of the community. I rolled up the street for a car raspberry.
That's great. So do you have any other favorite stories you want to share about the fair? You got some good ones. Already got some good ones.
I think my daughters said they got in with the dairy goats later on. And for me, it was just like going back 30 years. You know what? You went through the same thing again. And we went out to State Fair, I think, 4 years, and we just cleaned up down there. Yeah. We did good.
How many daughters do you have?
Two daughters.
Two daughters. And they both were showing the goats?
Yeah, they both had dairy goats.
That's great. Okay. Well, I filled it all out.
It just, it gives them a chance to get out there and meet other kids and be on their own a little bit. I do the same thing. I come by here when I went to work and leave them off with, you know, $6 or $10, whatever I had in my billfold. That was it for the day. And they just had a great time. They'd be just tired out. I'd come to pick them up after supper to take them home. They'd be asleep before I get home.
Isn't that great? They had a good time. Yeah. They're kind of tired.
The weather and so much to do.
And they still have friends that they made here at the fair that they still associate with. From that far back.
Good, and good memories.
Yeah. So that's it.
You've got some great information here. And you have her information.
We got to send that to her.
No, I'll make sure she gets all of this.
He has a whole bag of photographs that he's left
Okay. Let me give you one of my cards, too, so if you have any questions, you can call me. My information's on the back.
You're not working with the museum at all, are you?
Yeah, I am. That's why we're here. We're here as part of the museum asked us to come and help out.
Well, turn the camera off. I've been dealing with them about an Indian artifact collection.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm not getting anywhere at all.
What are you trying to do?
Well, I'm looking for a name for it.